it's quite notable that in Al-Anisim, if you notice that we mention the war that we won, all the wars, Al-Anisim al-Apukon, we mention the victory the victory over the Yavonim, but we fail to mention the most obvious ness. We fail to mention the finding of the oil. It's not mentioned Al-Anisim, really. So it's quite interesting that we don't mention that at all. Al-Anisim, Al-Apukum, Al-Agvus. We mentioned but we don't mention the finding of the oil at all. It's quite interesting. If you know, it's interesting, no? It's quite interesting. We don't mention that at all. Although we would have assumed that if it's such a great nest that we light the menorah in honor of that nest. So it's quite interesting. We don't mention Al-Anisim. Okay, just something to think about. Okay, we're up to Seif Chof Aleph in Siman Shin Chof Ches. Shoyre Odom Kloirin Me'erev Shabbos. For Nois Na Gava Ein B'Shabbos. Okay, this is the heter to soak a kloirin, which means that it's a medical patch. You're allowed to soak a medical patch. You're allowed to soak a medical patch from Friday. You soak this medical patch before Shabbos. V'noisal gav ein b'Shabbos. And once it's soaked before Shabbos, you're allowed to place it on your eye on Shabbos. She'enu nireh ele kiroichetz, because that will appear as if you're only just washing off. It doesn't look like you're doing a refuah. V'hu t'loy omid t'l posach. That's as long as you don't obviously and openly close and open your eye, because then it looks like you're doing a medical treatment. But just to soak a patch before Shabbos, and you take it and you remove it from the soaking, you take it and you place it on your eye, although it's a medical treatment, but since it was soaking before Shabbos and you just put it on your eye on Shabbos, that's permitted. We're not concerned about the gzera of since you are soaking before Shabbos, so there's a hacker, and therefore it's recognizable. You're not doing it before. All you're doing is just putting it on your eye, and therefore it's permitted. We're not goza. There is therefore an argument that some people say that if you are preparing it's a machlokes in achronim, but it could be that since you are preparing something before Shabbos, you're preparing a medicine before Shabbos, someone to claim that therefore you are allowed to actually consume the medicine on Shabbos. Can you think of a powder or something? Anybody has got any experience in powders? Powders? Yeah, imagine a kind of medicine that requires a mix of powder with omitz, the posach, to close and open. It means to openly close and to open to very obviously do a medical exercise by opening and closing the eye. So it's not a regular way of opening and closing the eye, but in a medical kind of way. Okay, Sivchov Beis. Ma'avin gilde amaka v'sochi noisa b'shemen. Now this is talking about a bit of skin, which is coming out from a maka, from a wound. This is called gilde amaka. No, you're allowed to remove. That sounds like a massive chiddush, and it is perhaps quite a big chiddush. Ma'avirin gilde amako v'sochin oisa b'shem. You're allowed to remove those gilde amako, these slight gilde, these slight parts of the wound. V'sochin oisa b'shem, and you're allowed to smear that with oil. Havloi b'cheilev, with oil you're allowed to take a bit of oil and put it on the wound. That's permitted. Havloi b'cheilev, but not with fat. Mipnei shu nimach, because that will melt. And that you're therefore going to be doing a malacha of a mareach, of taking a bit of taking a fatty substance and smearing it on your skin, which is also, but oil is really very liquidy and that's permitted. V'afilu b'gmar maka, the leka, and that's the way the mishtabur is goyis over here. V'afilu b'gmar maka, even at the end of the wound, the leka elo. The leka elotainuk, the leka tzar elotainuk. That's what the Mishnah of Kotan Ein Beis says. The leka tzar elotainuk, but Alma, nevertheless, this is going to be mutter. So again, to put oil on a wound is mutter. To put a fatty substance is also, because you're memareach. And that's permitted permitted on any part of the wound. But all you're not allowed to do is you take a bit of oil and you add hot water and you mix it together. And that you're going to put on the wound. That's going to be also, because you're very obviously creating a medicine, that's also. You're also not allowed to take this oil and put on material and to put that on the wound. That's also have a noise in chutz lemaka, but you're allowed to put this water and oil mixture to put that outside of the wound. V'shoyses v'yored l'soicha, and it will go into the wound from the side. That is going to be permitted. Sifkot in Mishneh Berurah. So to put a bit of oil on the wound, that's okay. Why is that? Why are you allowed to put oil on a wound? In those days, he was a regular way of healthy people to do that. He was a regular treatment, regular thing to do for even healthy people to take a bit of oil and place that on their skins. It's therefore not obvious. It's not obvious that when you're putting a bit of oil on your skin, it's not obvious you're doing a refuah. That's what healthy people do as well, to put a bit of oil on the skin. So you're not doing anything which is clearly a refuah. And that's why it's mutter. That could very well be, yeah. Yeah, I saw some poskim want to say that. Yeah. Mr. Vigoda wants to tie into that. It could be therefore that if you take nowadays a bit of oil, you have a wound, and you're putting the bit of oil on the wound, that would be also. But the svara being that, yes, the reason why putting oil on a wound was mutter is because it's derech brim to do it. But since nowadays it's not the derech brim to do it, so the tiny is, the argument is, that it would be also doing. I saw this somewhere that it could be that indeed it would be also. Yeah. Okay, Mishnebura Seif Cotton, Seif Cotton and Gimel, so that's to put the oil and the water together. Havaleino is in the Bazem Muchamilz, that's very obviously Rafu, and that's why it's also Murav and Yachat. Vechomin Levad, if you have a bit of hot water to put on the wound, Mashmok and Avram, the Shorik Moshem Levad. To put pure hot water on the wound is Mutter, just as pure oil on the wound is also Mutter. Okay. Sif Chav Gimel in Shulchan Aruch. Sif Chav Gimel. Nois Nin Tzfoik. Fechatichas Begadim Yeveishim. Fechadoshim She'en L'Refua. So, a Tzfoik is a sponge. Now, let's see if we can apply this with regards to plasters nowadays or similar items, towels. Nois Nin Tzfoik. You're allowed to take a sponge. Fechatichas Begadim Yeveishim. And to take pieces of material, the old clothing, worn clothing. Fechatichas bgodim yeveishim vechadoshim she'enon lerefuah elo kedei shelo yisru tu abgodim es hamakor. To take a sponge or a bit of material, old clothing, to put that on the wound. Shelo yisru tu abgodim es hamakor, in order to protect your wound from further scratches. That is mutter. Havelo yeshonim, but not old ones. So yeveishim vechadoshim, if it's dry and it's new, which is not, then it's mutter. Avoloy yesheni, but not old ones. Shemerapim, because they have a refuah. Vehanemila, and that is yeshonim shloit nitnu lehem alamako. That's if they're old, they've never been placed on the wound. Avolimayu kvar alamako, but if they were on the wound already, afolim yeshonim shor, even if they're old, I'm permitted to shuvin merapim because they're not merape. Now, what this means is as follows. What is as follows? We have over here yesoid, that if you have a wound, we have to differentiate a wound. You want to protect the wound. And there's a very important yesoid over here. You have a wound, say that you've got an open wound, let's say on your foot, let's say. And you want to protect it. You want to protect it. So now, the Shulchan Aruch's underlying yesoid is that if you're protecting your wound by putting some material there, some towel there, material, old clothing there. You want to put it there. So if it's purely a protection, Shulchan Aruch says that's incredibly important. We're going to apply it elsewhere as well. If it's pure protection, it's mutter. However, at times, sometimes when you're putting certain items there, they have also a medical quality. And if it's got a medical quality that it doesn't just protect the wound, but it actually treats the wound, that's going to be also because it's refuah. And then Shulchan Aruch in this Eve tells us which ones are pure protection and therefore are going to be mutar, and which ones have a medical aspect to it and therefore it's going to be also. So now I'm going to go through Shulchan Aruch again. Noisin Tzfoik, a sponge. Vechaticho is bgodim yeveshim. You've got clothing which are dry, vechadoshim she'enu refuah, and they're not medical at all. They have no medical ingredients at all. That's fine. You're allowed to put them in your shoe, for instance. You're allowed to put them on your body. They're fine. Hello, kedesh yisur to abgadim esemak. That's in order for the clothing not to scratch your body wound further. Have a lawyer shown him. But if it's old material, they sometimes have medical quality. Shemerapim, damerape. Why do old clothes sometimes heal? Positively heal?
Not convinced that they do, but maybe they thought they did back then.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Okay. Rabbi Isai, any thoughts on that? Yeah. Why would you feel the opposite?
Are they both clean?
Yeah.
What's old about them?
Worn. Now, Shulchan Aruch says as follows. If they are old, avaloy shalom shemirap, if they are old, meaning worn, then they are merape. V'hanem ele yishonim shalainit nu alayim ma'olim ala mako. When do we say that old ones are fine? Old ones are also, that's if they've been placed on the makkah. But if they are worn, but they've never been actually on the wound, then it's always going to be mutar. The shuv and a merapi, because then it hasn't got any medical quality anymore. So say, he used it on a different part of the body, it's used, but there's some medical, I don't know much about this, but the way I can picture is that brand new materials, they are, there's lots of the washing and once they've been processed, perhaps through the dye inside it, there's no medical quality to it. But once it is just, it's been worn and it's in a sense, does that make sense? It's worn, so it's all the ingredient, the maybe the chemicals are out. Does that maybe make sense? So it is actually something positive that there's a medical quality to it. That's what I'm perhaps understanding. However, if it's been on the wound already, on that physical wound already, so it's something which has been there already, it's done its job there, you can therefore put it back again. Nothing, you're not doing a refuah. Does that, yeah? Perhaps. So either way, but I think what's the important insight from here, we're going to see that in Chav Dalet again. Let me just go quickly through Chav Dalet. You're allowed to put a leaf on a wound on Shabbos, because that's only protecting it. Besides leaves of grapes, because there's a medical aspect to it. But rabbi is going to be also shomerape, because that's actually positively merape. So the point is as follows. What I think that in Lomdish, there is over here an incredibly important underlying aside, and that's protecting the wound is mutter. So, if we want to apply this in contemporary terms, a plaster, what's the halacha to put a plaster on a wound, yes or no, on Shabbos?
Yes, because it's protecting the wound.
Good. And that's very much what we're learning over here. To put a plaster, or even a
Bandage
is mutter on Shabbos, because what you're really doing is protecting. So although you can say, "One second, I'm protecting it from," I'm really helping it from not getting infected. The answer is, and therefore you could argue that perhaps it's a refuah. You're doing something medical over here. You're protecting it from getting an infection. So why is it mutter? The answer is, the chiddush of it is that anything which is initially And at first instance, that it's something which is the protection is mutter. And that's what you're doing when you're putting a plaster there. That's what you're doing when you're putting a plaster. You're protecting it from, and that's where it's mutter. Now what happens if you've got plasters? I don't know if they are still marketed, but it certainly used to be plasters which have got medical
dressing
in it. What would be the halacha then?
Osa.
Yeah, why?
Because it's a refuah.
Very good. Very good. I completely agree with you that if these, are they still around, those plasters? I remember clearly seeing them. Are they still? I haven't seen them for a while though. Plasters which have in it on that soft, what's called the soft area over there, they have some medical, some medicine in it, which is, so that would, according to the...
Would be lined with a bit of disinfectant. What about that? Is that considered a refuah? Or is that just kind of, is something hygienic related considered a refuah or not?
Good question.
Otherwise you've got what she has, the jealous. She was a disinfectant.
Yeah, no, but that, yeah, that wouldn't, it wouldn't, yeah.
I mean, it's not nicker anyway. It's absolutely not nicker.
Yeah.
There's nothing about a plaster which isn't nicker, but if you're going to be matter a plaster altogether, then the fact that it's got so much hazel in the little foam patch isn't going to make it any more nicker.
Yeah, I think that's a good... The man said, I think that if yeah, so, yeah. What would be the locha then if a person puts... If a person would put a on Shabbos... I mean, I know it's probably on a stage of Cholish Eish Pesachana, but putting a cast on, if somebody breaks a bone...
What's it, on Shabbos? Putting it on or just wearing it?
Putting it on.
Surely that would be protection against getting an infection or getting it worse or... hurting another part of the body or limbs from having nothing on it to make it get worse. But I'm not a doctor.
Yeah, Rabbi Yisrael, do you agree or disagree to that?
It's refuah. But it's dangerous if it's not done straight away.
If it's, yeah, so I think that definitely it's going to be mutter. If it's not done straight away, I think we all agree that could perhaps develop the sakonas eva or even more than that, perhaps. But I think that there will be another element as well, that if it's protecting, protecting in intrinsically a protection, there's a het, there's a het anyway, yeah. Tearing the what are you referring to? Yeah, so I think that the Maisa, if I remember correctly, I think this is, according to Rabbi Shlomo Zalman, I think you're allowed to, one should the Chatchila certainly have some open, but I think that if they are not open, I think that according to Rabbi Shlomo Zalman, it comes out that you're allowed to tear them on Shabbos. Because it is comparable to get to the egois, like the Mishnah says, to break something, to get to the knot, you're allowed to do that. So I don't think there's a distinction whether, if I'm not mistaken, Rabbi Shlomo Zalman is not mechalek between foods and non-foods. If it's what you need is the inside, you'll have to break through to get to it. So I believe that according to Rabbi Shlomo Zalman, it's mutter to tear it open. Yeah.
Do I remember correctly that we learned that by regular mechesh is one thing, but somebody who's got incredible tsar, really, really unbelievable pain,
yep,
that's also mutter by itself. So anyone who's got a broken bone...
Yeah.
It's going to be in that category.
Of Cholish Eish Pesachana.
Well, no, whether it's a Sakana or it's not a Sakana, it could be that it's no Sakana. But just the fact that their bone is broken can be a cause of tremendous, tremendous agony.
So Tzar Godel is categorized as a Cholish Eish Pesachana.
Right. So you'd have to have a guy put a cast on for them.
Yeah. Just absolutely correct. Yeah, that's true. So that would be mutter, certainly. Okay, Seif Chav Hei. Irritier shenofnem al gabe mako al gabe karka. Irritier, which is a plaster, shenofnem al gabe mako. So this is a kind of plaster that fell off the wound, al gabe karka, and fell on the floor. Loyach sireno, you may not return it. So a wound which had some sort of protection, it fell off, he fell on the floor, he may not be returned. But if it doesn't fall altogether all the way to the floor, but it fell on the kli, say it fell on the table perhaps, or on the chair, or something which is categorized as a something, and not the floor, not as far as the floor, but what's considered as a kli, something nearby, there it's considered, you may put it back. That's with regards to returning this plaster, returning this plaster, this wound protection. You're allowed to put it back. You're allowed to put it back. If it fell all together, you can on the floor, you may not return it. But if it wasn't clear, you may return it. But if you're asking a goy to do that, then it can even be, if it's not returning it, if it's in the first, you're putting it in the first place, that will also be mutter. Val dein yudi mutter ani chafel betchila. Umutter loyem ani yudi lasis retial gabim al makor chabur. You have to ask a goy to make a plaster or any wound protection. Maybe you can ask a goy to do that. Ve also litin alei efer mikle, but to put ash on it will be also the merape, because that's positively healing. Ki maledeni yudi, only through a goy will be mutter. Rabbi said this is important. Here is perhaps a makor, and I want to know what you think about this, about antibiotics. What's antibiotics got to do with this plaster? The answer is as follows. Again, the story that the Shulchan Aruch is telling us. You got a plaster, or any, what's besides a plaster, something for greater area of the body, how you call it, would you call it? Pardon? Bandage, even better. You got a bandage. Now the bandage fell off on Shabbos. You had his bandage on Friday, Thursday, Wednesday even. The bandage fell off on Shabbos. Now, we're saying as follows. If it fell off on a kli, literally, you know, we have next to the beam, it fell off over here, I'm allowed to put it back on. Fine. Good. If it fell literally on the floor, Shulchan Aruch tells us in the Gemara that I cannot put it back on. I have to wait till Motzei Shabbos. Certainly, what I'm not allowed to do, if it's a brand new wound and I want to put a bandage on, that's certainly also. Not allowed to put a new bandage on Shabbos, because that's a refuah. But if you just fell on a kli, I'm allowed to put it back on. Through a goy, what's the halacha through a goy? If they have a brand new bandage I want to place on my wound on Shabbos, through a goy, I'm allowed to ask a goy to put it for me. Good. Now, is this a proof or not a proof? Has it got anything to do with starting taking a medicine before Shabbos and continuing it into Shabbos? Can you see any connection?
It's a continuation of treatment to heal the wound.
And what's the halacha here?
You're allowed to, it's mutter.
If it, when is it mutter, in which case?
You're saying it's mutter if it fell on a kli.
On a kli. So is that the equivalent, that's the equivalent to what?
Perhaps that's equivalent to being able to continue a course of antibiotics. Someone's got to
good, so you want to compare, and you're in very good company, because some of the achronim want to suggest that we've mentioned in the past this controversial and very well known assumption and halacha that if somebody started taking medicine before Shabbos, he may continue through Shabbos as well, most famously applied for the antibiotics. And the proof perhaps could be this Shulchan Aruch. Why? Shulchan Aruch says to put a new bandage on Shabbos is also. But if you had this bandage on before Shabbos and it's falling off on Shabbos on a kli, you're allowed to put it back on, you're allowed to continue. Why? Because the bandage was on before Shabbos, so you can continue it onto Shabbos. Does that make sense? Does that make sense? Does that make sense to you? Well, to me it doesn't.
I don't know if I would directly compare them either.
There are two
different things.
Absolutely.
Number one, the retir is only for protection and not for refuah.
Yeah.
And the antibiotics are almost certainly going to be...
Yeah, no, but that there must be more to it, because why not to put it in the first place on Shabbos?
Secondly, antibiotics, you take them properly,
very good.
And then,
yeah.
Then you finish taking it for the next 24 hours.
Yeah, absolutely.
Whereas this is on permanently.
Absolutely.
And as soon as it comes off.
Absolutely, very good. So I forgot now who brings this raya. I think if I'm not mistaken, it's a Tzitzel Ezra Waldenberg. He's got a chub about this, and I seem to remember that he says that this can't be a good proof, because all we are saying is that the bandage is considered still, you're not allowed to put the bandage fresh on Shabbos. That you're for sure not allowed. But if... Good. So what's the difference? The answer is, if it's considered on the kli, the Mishnah Berurah says, Yachsireno, you may put back the clue. One second. Look at the last word of Sifkot and Pe'alef. Aval mishum shchika samamonim lekele megzah, but it's not considered the Isser Refuah. Why? Kivan dehoyu me'ez smoy lilavei. It's considered he was placed there since yesterday, and it's considered as if you're putting it back on. He was there before, and you're putting it back on. It's never considered he probably got detached. He was never properly detached, because it was just falling on the cliff. But if it's on the floor, that's the distinction. If it's on the floor, it means completely disconnected. Yeah, it's a bit similar to that. So it's considered disconnected now, and therefore you may not put it back on. But if it was on the kli, it wasn't properly disconnected. And therefore, I agree with you, and that's what Rav Altenberg, I believe, says, that you can't compare that to an antibiotic, which is a course of taking 8 days or 10 days, or however many, how commonly antibiotics is, a week, 8 days, 10 days, 2 weeks even. So it's you have to take it 14 times or 14 days. You have to take. So it's not about in one has not is not connected to the one yesterday and the one tomorrow. It's a course of so and so many days. Here we're not saying that. Here we're saying that a bandage was on yesterday, and that's why you can put it back on because it's not properly disconnected. You're not allowed to put the bandage, a fresh bandage on. Since it was there yesterday and it's not properly fallen off, you can put it back on. But if it has fallen properly off and it's on the floor now, you cannot put it back. So you have no proof. It's no raya at all to an antibiotic shayla. No shaykhas. It's even hard to compare. I don't even see the comparison. Here, all we're learning is that it's considered not this, it's not considered disconnected. It's still on the kli. It's not disconnected. You can put it back on. That's no shaykh, no connection, no comparison to the antibiotics which you have to take for a course of so and so many days. That's what the argument could be. But some achronim do want to suggest this as a mekoyah, but it's hard to understand. Yes, so this is a bandage that is, yeah, that's absolutely. This is clearly a bandage that does a refuah as well, because you're right, if it's a retiah, a plain retia, it's considered a shimu only, and it's going to be also. Yeah. A plain retia, that's right. Sorry, it's muta, yeah. Yeah. Now, yeah, and Siv Chavav, just to finish off, what happens if you need to clean the wound? So we just learned, you cannot take the bandage off. You can't. If you take the bandage off, you can't put it back on, because it's a kind of, it does a bit of medicine as well. So how are you going to clean the wound? So the Shulchan Aruch gives the following etzah. Megalek tzas retio mekanech piyamako. You reveal, you open up some of it on one side, umekanech piyamako, and you cleanse the wound on that half. V'choyze megalek tzas ha'sheinu mekanech. Then you cover that area again. And you uncover the other side, and you clean that. V'retia me'atzmo lo yekanech, mepnei shu memarech. But you certainly can't clean the retia itself. That's going to be also because of Merech. But if you need to clean the wound, you don't take off the bandage completely. You uncover half, you clean that part, you cover it back on, and then you uncover, you reveal the other side, you clean that, and you cover that again. But do not take off the whole bandage simultaneously. Because taking off the bandage, you will not be able to place it back on. If it's a medical kind of bandage. No, if it's an infection.
The doctor says it's got to be on it twice a day.
No, then I suppose.
It's dangerous.
Yeah, if it's dangerous, obviously it's going to be mutter because we're talking about Sakonas Nefoshes or Sakonas Eva will be mutter.
Is there a problem with the stickiness?
Yeah, that perhaps as well. That's a discussion in its own, yes, but at times, yes. Yeah. Okay, fine. This is good evening and Felix and Chanukah Rabbi Yisrael.